Dave Custy back at Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm with Jim Parsley here, Elvis tribute artist. Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in York, Pennsylvania. I'm originally from Pasadena, Maryland. Born in Annapolis, and spent 20 years in Baltimore City living. I actually right now work for Baltimore City government, and I'm going on 29 years. And
so you're a local boy, basically. Man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And like I said, I'm an Elvis tribute artist.
How'd you get started with that? How did that come about?
Well, I started as just a fan of Elvis and just doing his music, not as ETA, as they say, as a guy that dresses up like Elvis, just someone that really enjoyed Elvis's music and wanted to share his music without dressing up like an Elvis impersonator.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you start out with all the voice and everything like that? What did you do? Listen to Elvis all the time, and how did you perfect your craft?
Well, because of my appreciation for Elvis's music, like I said, I started out as an artist that just sang his music. But someone, a friend of mine who has a band, asked me to open up for his band, and so he asked me this time to open up as Elvis. In a jumpsuit.
Yeah,
with the glasses and all. Well, my hair was still dirty blonde. I didn't have any sideburns.
No? How long ago was this?
This is about maybe, I would say almost 10 years ago. And he said, can you do this as a favor to me? And I said, yeah, man. Once I opened for him, the people really appreciated it. The cameras went off, and the people started clapping when I came out in the Elvis suit.
And then, so you thought, this is it for me?
Yeah, huh? Yeah. People showed me what they wanted, you know. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is what they want. So after that, I dyed my hair black, sideburns, and gave people what they wanted. So I do private parties and different shows, and been here at the Night of the 100 Elvises for about. I would say close to maybe seven, eight years.
How'd you find out about this?
Oh, my gosh, that's a good question, man. I can't even remember. I mean, somebody turned me
but
on
the
to
rest
it.
Is history. That's
Yeah. So I've been, you know, I've been on the radio, on TV. I was featured in the Baltimore Magazine. I think it was in 2010, something like that. So if you Google Jim Parsley Elvis, you'll see a bunch of crazy stuff about me.
So you obviously enjoy it. Is there any particular part of Elvis's repertoire that you are specifically
doing? Well, you know, Elvis, he was cool no matter what he did, 50s, 60s, 70s. I have the ability to do the 50s, 60s, 70s vocals, but the fans' favorite, you know, despite my favorite, the fans' favorite is the jumpsuit era. Yeah. They love when you come out in the jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just, you know, the claps are there, the cameras are there, the woohoos are there, you know, so that's
what... give the people what they want.
That's
right?
Exactly right. That's what they want, and that's what I give them. Now, you know, it's cool, like in one of my shows, it's cool to build up to that. Mm-hmm. To that moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sometimes don't want to just have
exactly
peak too early.
That's right.
Right.
Sometimes I'll start in the 50s and I'll go to the like the leather thing. But the jumpsuit is what people love. They love it.
Once you come out with that in the bell bottoms and stuff,
oh,
and
my
they
gosh,
just
I
go
love
nuts,
it.
Right?
They do.
Isn't it amazing though? You know, that was the 70s.
Yep.
And over 40 years. You know, you think about I guess one of my pet peeves is music today. I don't think it will last like this.
No.
Like Elvis
no way.
Or whatever.
No way.
Elvis or Motown or anything
nope.
like that.
Nope.
You know?
Because...
And what was interesting that goes throughout all my interviews with Elvis tribute artists is that you're finding new audiences and young people.
Always. That's because...
Isn't that gratifying, isn't it?
It is, because Elvis Presley Enterprise, number one, they're brilliant marketers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at the movie Lilo and Stitch... It's filled with Elvis music,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Walt Disney cartoon,
yeah.
you know, and it's filled with Elvis music. And
it's like every so often, it's like a cycle. You have to bring that bag Elvis into things, you know. And
I've always
discover it, and yep. other people rediscover it.
Yes,
right?
Yes. I've always equated Elvis to Santa Claus.
Yeah,
he'll never die.
It's a good one. I got to remember that.
It's the truth.
I'm about to steal it from you.
Yep, he'll never die. Because there's something about the man.
Yeah.
It's not just the music. It's about the man.
Mm-hmm.
The man was a good man. Despite his problems, despite his his little addictions, whatever, the man still was a good man.
Yeah.
He loved people. He loved helping people. He loved giving.
That was mentioned today. It was an article in the paper here, the local paper, Baltimore Sun, from Carol, who does all this and started
Right,
and she said, people don't really know about all the charities that, Elvis gave to him, because he didn't really publicize,
His father used to complain to him, say, Elvis, you got to stop. You have to stop giving people money. He said, Daddy, we were poor, and when I can give, I will give. And to the point where when Elvis died, Elvis Graceland was in trouble about surviving.
Financially.
Financially. That they were in trouble.
Yeah.
And they were thinking about selling Graceland. Until Priscilla Presley came up with a brilliant idea. Why don't we make it a tourist attraction? And, of course, the rest is history.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at the musical income or musical revenue.
Oh, my gosh. Now,
every year, Elvis is still up there.
Oh, my gosh. And
but it's also besides the tourism, too.
Oh, my gosh.
His records still sell. And
definitely.
It's terrific. You know, you look at the crowd tonight and the crowd tomorrow night, too.
Tonight and tomorrow, there would have to be, I would say, close to 2,000 people at this event. And
like Elvis would do, this is going to charity, too.
Oh,
Johns
yeah.
Hopkins Children's Center.
What better?
Yeah.
What better?
Exactly.
It's always about helping the children, right? You know, politicians say it's about helping the children. You know, I don't believe politicians would say it's about helping the children. When I hear a politician say it's about helping the children, it's about raising more money for the state.
Help the children.
But this event is about helping the children. And I do believe that. Okay? So, the thing is, Elvis was about helping people. He cared about people. He knew about poverty because he was poor.
Right.
You know, and, God blessed him with the ability. And you know, this isn't just Elvis is not still going on just because. There's a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so there's a reason that this man is still as popular as ever.
It's a combination of things. The music is just... It's just perennial. It goes on. It is. It's like what you said, like Santa Claus. But it's like Christmas music too. It will be forever and ever.
It's crazy, man.
You never get tired of hearing it.
It's crazy.
You never get tired of hearing it.
It's crazy.
But like you said too, the way he presented it too was a unique, one of a kind thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People know that. And even generations are finding out from people like you. And what it, how, you know, emoted the emotion in those records.
Oh, yeah.
And so it just amazes me that it's still going on strong, and it comes back, and like we said, 50 years from now, there'll be other Elvis people, there'll be other Elvis tribute artists, too, and they're thinking,
if this world,
old lady saying, I remember seeing Jim Parsley in 2013.
Yeah. Jim Parsley would be, I don't know where he'll be. But anyway, he won't be doing Elvis, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, the last one he did from Elvis.
Yeah.
Suspicious Minds, but
he came out
of
a walker,
wheelchair.
Right, in a jumpsuit. That would be awesome.
But you think you're going to do it till you can't do it anymore, right?
I don't know. I mean, everyone has their breaking
limitations,
point. You know what I'm saying? So how long I'll be doing this, I have no idea.
But
you're
going to do it as long as you love it, right?
I do enjoy it. Yes, I do enjoy making people happy. I've seen some people that wouldn't smile for years and smiled at my performance.
That makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
It's crazy, man. And it's, forgive me for saying this, but it's the power of Elvis Presley.
It is.
You know, but it's
no forgiving needed, man.
But it's the man who he was.
Yeah.
You know, he had the voice. Yeah, he had the moves. Yeah, he had the looks. but more importantly is the person he was.
Yeah.
You know
and
what I'm
saying?
And
that comes through. You know, without everything.
It's not like these stars today. They're so
pretentious
ego,
as hell.
Their ego is so, I mean, higher than Empire State Building.
And it's not worth it because their body of work doesn't warrant an ego like that.
If you watch some of Elvis's concerts, the man screwed up so much, but he laughed at himself, and the audience laughed with him. You know what I'm saying?
And it made him closer to the people.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
That he wasn't just this big icon up here. You know?
Oh, gosh.
I mess up just like you do.
That's right. That's
still,
it.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I'm Elvis Presley, I can't mess up.
Yeah. He messed up.
Not only did he mess up, but he laughed at himself.
Yeah.
He looked at the audience. He laughed.
And he had fun with them, and they knew it.
They loved it, man. There was no, you know, he wasn't into perfection. He was into being himself, being who he was. And the people loved him for that. You know, and that's what I want to be. And that's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever saw one of my shows, seen one of my shows, I do the same thing. I mean, I screw up so much, but the people love it.
But the people are with you.
Yes.
Yeah, the people are with you.
Yes. I don't
and they
go.
Say, well, that's just it. That makes you even more like Elvis.
That's right. I don't get all nervous and flustered.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot
the lyrics.
I look at somebody and say, I forgot the words, baby.
That's right. Yeah. Which is what he did. He went up there and then he improvised.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure meeting you, talking to you. Give me some contact info.
We'll do, man.
Okay.
Well, and I have it in part.
And let me know. Yeah, you got it all, and then just let me know what's going on. I'll put it off there on the website. And we'll keep in touch.
We'll do updates, just like that.
You let me know what you're doing. All right, well, I've been talking to Jim Parsley, Elvis tribute artist.
What's Green and Sings?
Elvis Parsley.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that. God, that takes me back 40 years or so. Thank you, Jim. Elvis Parsley. You've been listening to Dave Custy here on Baltimore Internet Radio.